Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's show, a new British TV show plus Sarah Jessica Parker perfume and Dick Hitswater. It's all coming up in just a minute.
Hello, friends. I'm Chick McGee. And when I decided to do the Off the Air podcast,
it was because I told him to.
That's right. Jess is here, too. It's the return of the Off the Air podcast. We call it Off the Air, OTA. And the only way you can get it, though, is to become a Bob and Tom VIP. And not only do you get our swell podcast, you get a Bob and Tom podcast every
now and then. You get the VIP access. You get to watch it on the camera. Not only do you get to watch the show every morning, but you get to watch our podcast live on Tuesdays.
Noon on Tuesday, we do it live, and you can stream it and call people over to your desk and go, look at these clowns. They got a podcast. Maybe we should do it. Who knows?
Or you could just tell your friends about it and they could become a VIP instead of mooching off yours.
Yeah, don't let anybody mooch off your. don't let them mooch off your.
No mooching.
Do it now.
And now, Oliver's Cliff Notes Hits of the 70s.
I like the
next week, Rocky by Austin Roberts from October 1975. And now here's your host, Oliver Lang.
This is the story of Rocky and his girl. At 18, they fall in love and get married, dedicate themselves to fixing up an old house and working their way through college. They have a little baby girl together and, well, you find out that Rocky's wife, she's got this real bad disease and she's not going to make it. In fact, she dies. And then poor Rocky has to raise a little girl all by himself. He misses his wife. Poor Rocky. I don't know how he's going to raise that little baby. He can't go on. Dean, shut off the tape. She said, Rocky, I've never been in love before. Don't know.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I got a new British show for you. It's called The Repair Shop.
Oh.
Is this real? Now, is this real?
Now, yes. Oh, yes. Right. Now, guess what they do on The Repair
Shop? What do they repair?
Repair hoovers?
They repair things.
Like what?
Whatever the customer brings in. They repaired, yesterday they repaired a cane with a monkey head on it. And it had a little button in the back, and the monkey would mouth would open and his ears would flap.
So is this a reality show?
Yes.
Oh, my.
And it's just exquisite. It's just the best.
I don't know. I
can't.
I could mock this, but.
And they repaired.
In my top 10 movie scenes of all time is the scene in Toy Story 2 where they fix Woody's arm?
Yeah.
Oh, the old man is sewing him up and painting.
That's kind of what this is.
One of the
detailing
greatest.
Woody.
That's whoever wrote that scene. It's brilliant.
That is lovely.
They have a leather expert and a wood expert and a painting.
Oh, so it's like
expert.
Pawn Shop where the guy's got friends that know everything?
Yes, but everybody's right there, unlike Pawn Shop.
Wow.
You have to make a phone call. Everybody's right there in the thatched roof barn.
So yes. The Leatherman has his all.
Yes, they repaired an original Louis Vuitton travel crate, a giant box this guy found, made by Louis
himself.
Vuitton.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
How about that?
And
you watched
expert.
This whole show.
Oh, I
would that set him back? Do they tell you the price on that?
they don't get into anything so basic, Christy.
Well, I think Chrissy raises a good question. You watch some of those car shows.
Yeah.
And they'll go, I don't know, we bought this car for this much, and then here's how much the parts were.
Uh-huh.
You go, wow, we made $1,000. They don't tell you about the 3,000 hours of labor.
Right.
Yeah.
That's the way those TV home shows are,
too. Yeah, the
same
thing with the TV shows. Yeah.
They'll go, oh, we redid this kitchen for $10,000. No, you didn't.
Oh, it's just slave labor? How did you pay for the...
There's no way. Okay.
And at the end of every show, they go, join us again next time when we'll repair a such and such. On... The repair
it sounds
shop.
Crazy relaxing.
It's wonderful.
British accents really, flying around.
Oh, man, it's wonderful.
Do you have to put the subtitles on to be able to understand them?
Yes, but that's not important.
Does this take place in London or is this in some
it's
small?
It's somewhere in the suburbs. I think it's near Snatcher's Cleft.
Chick, buddy, I would pay to watch you watch that show.
Oh, man, okay. It's the best.
Can you answer
where is it
best?
Located?
Netflix has one season.
Gotcha.
I'm looking for the rest of the season. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
This is Dick Hitchwater sitting in for Sandy Claus. And this is some other news.
Sandy Claus.
Okay, man.
Bob Dylan has sold his entire catalog of songs in a landmark agreement with Universal Music Publishing Group. The deal is worth an estimated $300 million. When asked for a comment, Dylan muttered something unintelligible and then walked away while getting a standing ovation.
Yeah, that's about right.
About right, yes. The principal of a New Jersey elementary school shared security camera video of a deer trying to headbutt its way through a school window. The video, taken at C.B. Lamb Elementary School in Wrightstown, shows the deer repeatedly charging headfirst into a large glass window in the early morning hours. Now, apparently, children aren't the only ones tired of being homeschooled. A new study out has ruled that people find the British accent to be the sexiest of all accents. Now, I'm assuming God gave them such great accents so you wouldn't notice their teeth. The British have to be happiest of all with the mask mandate. It helps hide all that dental chaos they've got going on in there.
That's a good term.
Members of the Philadelphia Mafia, such as Joey Meatballs and Tony Electric, were taken into custody the other day on racketeering and multiple other charges. Well, the state has a very strong case, according to lead prosecutors George Guilty as Charged Adams and Ed Electric Chair Masterson. Looks like the lead prosecutors will be changing their names to Joey Commissary and Tony Disconnected Notice Salvino. George Clooney recently announced that he cut his own hair using a Flobee, and now the suction-powered haircut tool of yesteryear, has sold out. Well, this reporter would make a joke about the Flobee, but Flobee jokes usually get the vacuum.
Oh,
much like this one. Chick-fil-A and Target are accusing meat prosecutors of fixing prices for the chicken they buy. The two chains filed separate lawsuits in court on Friday. Each suit names over a dozen chicken sellers. So it looks as though Target and Chick-fil-A are both tired of getting plucked over. And finally, it may be hard to believe, but some companies are still planning office Christmas parties. Now, a better idea might be to have a virtual Christmas party. And if that happens, some people will probably get drunk, just like they do at an in-person party. if you have had to a little too much to drink during your virtual office party, here are some things you should never do or say.
Okay.
Don't ask the woman who works in the cubicle next to you, hey, can you zoom a shot of your bazooms? Don't announce to the group, my Wi-Fi is down, but my pants... All right, let's try that again. Don't. Hey, this is what you don't do. You don't announce to the group, my Wi-Fi is not down, but my pants are.
Okay, yeah.
Down.
There you go.
The pants are down, you see.
And most importantly, don't say out loud, I was going to send a dick pic, but I don't have a picture of the boss.
Oh, yeah.
That old. This is Dick Hitzwater sitting in for Sandy Clowes, and this has been Some Other News.
Thank you, Dick.
Where is it?
Where
is it? Perfect.
Sandy Clowes.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Are we still doing sports?
Yes, we are. Ladies and gentlemen, a Houston Astros fan has built the actual Astrodome, and Astrodome, he says, a replica for his chickens.
What?
Darren Johnson built the replica as a greenhouse while his chickens lived in Cluckingham Palace.
Love it.
When the flock began to grow, the hens flew the coop from Cluckingham Palace and took up residence at the Astrodome.
Ooh.
The new hen house is an exact replica of the Astrodome, just 1/55th scale.
It's amazing. I'm looking at a picture of this thing. This
it
guy
is amazing.
Went to a lot of trouble. It's got a beautiful see-through roof.
Nice.
For all of the chickens.
At one time, it was the eighth wonder of the world. Remember the Astrodome?
Sure.
Yeah. How do chickens know where they live? They never leave. I have a friend, not a friend, I have a neighbor down the street who has chickens, and I walk the dog, and they're always in the yard, but they never run out. They never... It's amazing. I know they don't have little invisible collars.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe they just
stay where the food is. Is that?
Yeah, I think they're too dumb to wander off. Maybe
isn't it true that if you take a fence and put it in front of a chicken and put their food on the other side, they'll try to peck through the fence and won't walk around?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think they're idiots.
Are they?
Yeah, why don't they just crap themselves and
they're delicious.
These people have ducks and they have chickens and they just stay in the yard. I don't understand it.
Well, chickens are a very smart animal. They give us chicken wings, and that's probably the most smart thing anyone's ever done. So yeah. they have to be geniuses.
Do they all have the wings or have they all been
They all have their wings.
Sheared off
for the No, talking some delicious about?
Buffalo wings. They can't
Where
fly.
Do they get those little wings?
Like
really? Ever
soup,
think about
they...
that?
Chickens can't fly very far anyway, right? There was always the chicken flying contest down in Rio Grande, Ohio, at the Bob Evans headquarters. What they do is they have this mailbox like 20 feet off the ground. I'm not kidding. The old-time mailbox. And they
sure.
put a chicken in one end. And a plumber's helper behind the chicken and shove it out.
No.
And as far as the chicken flies, that's the new record for that year.
Wow.
That's exactly the process.
And that's not an Olympic event, but breakdancing is going to be one. Okay.
That's exactly right. But this is a world record.
World record.
All right.
A Canadian strongman has set the Guinness World Record, for pulling the heaviest sleigh. Where's our jingle bells? Do we have our jingle bells?
They're out of reach.
Never mind. Kevin Fast dressed up as Santa Claus to pull the tractor trailer holding over 3,600 pounds of sleigh, reindeer, and presents.
Wow.
Across the finish line.
What, to prove that Santa can't do it?
Santa.
Well, this guy's trying to show up Santa Claus.
Beating his own record, the successful attempt earned the full-time Lutheran minister in Cobourg, Ontario, his 32nd Guinness World Records title. After breaking the record, Fast's wife, who was dressed up as Mrs. Claus,
naturally,
gave him a big sloppy top.
Ooh. Yeah, that's nice.
Little neck for Santa. Oh,
that's yeah. cool.
Little neck.
Go, Mrs. Claus.
Little face. Come here, Mrs. Claus. Yeah,
that's going to be a lot of lighter presidents this year, kids. Santa, heard of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's pulling a gigantic truck.
Have you ever had a hernia?
No.
Well, pretty painful, right?
I would imagine.
Isn't the muscle coming through the stomach wall?
Get a doctor on the phone.
Remember the Weird Al song, Living with a Hernia?
No, I've never heard that.
James Brown's Living in America.
Living with a hernia.
Yeah.
Yikes.
An early... Yeah.
The elevator pitch on that would be a quick no.
a rare misstep.
By Mr. Yankovic.
Stinko.
And finally, of course,
world records.
What would world records be without... David Rush.
Oh, another
Come
one.
Come on.
He brought out the samurai sword once again to break another world record. Rush said the first time he'd broken the Guinness World Record for most grapes sliced on a balance board yes. with the samurai sword. The number to beat was 18. But this time he had to slice through 61 grapes to earn the title. With the help of Jonathan Hollywood Hans Hannon, whichever, I know he has so many nicknames.
Hollywood Hannon.
He cut through 68 grapes in 60 seconds to break the previous record.
So you've got he's standing in front of Hannon, and Hannon's got two buckets of grapes.
Mm-hmm. And is he throwing them up
and
in the air?
He throws them up in the air, and he whacks them midair with the samurai and
How
sword.
How big a grape is it?
It's just a grape. I mean,
it's not the size of a cantaloupe.
Yeah, they have some pretty big grapes out there.
Yeah.
No, these are not large grapes.
It's just regular, normal
My one-year-old niece
grapes.
Can swallow whole grapes. It's amazing. We make her do it every holiday.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Every holiday. Come on, it's the show.
Sometimes yeah, there's a misstep and there's a delay in the proceedings, but... What?
What? No.
Back in June, Rush also set the Guinness World Record for most kiwis sliced in a minute while he set that record. Kiwis sliced in a minute on a balance board was 65.
On a balance board.
Yeah, he did the same thing with grapes. Jeez. I said on the balance board with grapes.
That makes it even tougher.
You weren't listening.
No, I hadn't noticed it. I was looking at the video. I didn't realize he was on a... That's
Wait,
amazing.
Are the grapes lined up on the balance board or is he standing?
No, he's standing. They're being thrown at him.
Oh.
They're being thrown at him and he's whacking them as they go by and slicing them in half.
What?
This takes some skill. But I'd like to see... These records are so specific. I think that makes them a little bit easier to attain. But
right.
I'd like to see him take a fencing sword, an épée, and stab him. See how many he can get.
Yes!
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah.
Have you seen the newest Geico commercial?
It's very good.
The neighbors have trouble with
the fence.
The fencing.
That's
yes.
hilarious.
We have an issue with our neighbor's fencing.
Yes. And the have you seen them. The plumbing with the clogging problem?
Oh, yeah.
The clog.
Those are
clog.
All very good.
There's a clogging problem.
They're all tremendous.
As Josh pointed out to me one morning, words have different meanings.
Boy, that really stuck with you.
It really did.
That really hurt, huh?
Really cut me right to the quick.
Yeah. All right, I need to... Get that bullet out of you.
I'm sorry. Did we complete sports?
Yes, we did. We did not wrap her up, though. You're right.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Chick McGee award-winning sportscast.
Big at sports.
Thank you very much. Christy, what do you got over there?
A woman in Australia was attacked by a kangaroo, and she blames her perfume. Tracy Noonan.
Noonan.
Thank you. Claims she was out for a run in Beaconsfield Saturday when she noticed a kangaroo stalking her.
Do you think you hear doing, doing, doing?
I hope so.
Gosh, I hope
just like in the cartoon.
Yes, I hope so.
Of course you don't. No, they aren't. They don't have coils in their feet.
Well, how do they jump?
I was reading this whole story. This story is terrifying because this kangaroo kept coming after her.
Noonan tried to get away, but the animal continued, as Tom said, to follow her until she sought refuge at the nearest house. She said residents had scared the kangaroo off, though when she went to leave, it was waiting.
Remember what our good friend, comedian Chad Daniels says, kangaroo are just Tyrannosaurus deer.
God, that's clear.
Yeah, that is, yeah, why isn't that in a bronze plaque somewhere? The Joke Hall of Fame.
They are exceptionally forward when they're in heat.
No.
Oh, they're super dangerous, I guess. Yeah.
Said she spoke to a local ranger who told her her perfume might have been to blame.
Huh.
She said it was, quote, Sarah Jessica Parker perfume. I left early in the morning and was fumbling around for deodorant, and that's all I could find.
Jesus.
All right.
A tenuous connection at best.
Thank you, Chick.
What do you mean a tenuous connection? Sarah Jessica Parker was the star of Sex in the City.
Why don't you have a call to the post when you're talking about Sarah Jessica Parker?
What? No joke. I think she's a really nice person. What's wrong with Sarah?
She's a nice person, but she has a horse face.
I think she's attractive. I think she's very attractive.
Sure.
Dude, Hocus Pocus, she's so hot.
Of course she's a nice person. She don't want to get sent back to the horse world.
Oh my God.
Is that what happens?
She's lucky to be here. She realizes
that
it.
That is so lame.
No.
Lame?
That's exactly
oh
right.
Oh, my God. They shot her.
Oh, no.
She's great.
She's great?
I think she's terrific, yeah.
Okay.
I'm not a big fan of that show, but I think she's really great.
I really liked the show.
Did you ever finish first in the Derby? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, there you go.
The show would make me laugh. It would make me think about modern romantic mores.
But this is I read the longer version of this article. This story is absolutely terrifying.
Well, of course. You don't want to be stalked by a kangaroo.
She said she was on the ground for a minute, then she got up and began walking away. She said, oh, my goodness, this kangaroo is going to claw me to death.
Oh, boy.
The roo stood standing over her. And then, as she said, this kangaroo kept following her.
Yeah, waited
this,
for her.
But this whatever park ranger said, yeah, it's the perfume.
She has forgiven the kangaroo.
Oh, has she?
Yes. In fact, she told the kangaroo's child, Joey, I'm not angry anymore. That's a concrete blonde joke for
very
you.
Very nice.
Obscure.
For that ass.
Obscure.
Great song.
That was
great song.
You built that relatively quickly.
The Sex and the City and Friends tie-in we never saw coming.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
How you doing?
Yeah, these critters are scary. So just make sure that your perfume, Christy, doesn't contain kangaroo urine.
Don't worry. I do not wear Sarah Jessica Parker perfume.
I didn't know she had her own perfume.
Well, everybody has their own perfume, I think, don't they?
Maybe you should start one.
I like the one I have.
You're supposed to ask me what would it smell like.
What would it smell like?
Anyone want to take this? My idea is...
I do not.
Because I know it's going to be
a bassist's fingers?
Oh,
is that too much?
Geez.
Yes, that's too much.
Yeah.
What are you going to say? Sorrow and despair?
I was just going to say sorrow.
Don't leave. Bob and Tom Extra continues in just a minute. Jeez. More Bob and Tom next. Got a comment? Our email is bobandtom@bobandtom.com.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.